Welcome to Your Health Reset, where we address the real root causes behind health issues today to get you rapid results on your health journey so you can be who you came here to be, mind, body, and spirit. I'm your host, Sinclair Keneally, survivor of complex chronic illness, expert on resolving root causes, and co-founder of Detox Rejuvenation and Meditation RX. Let's get started. Welcome back. We are continuing our conversation on root causes and the rapid results that are possible when you finally address those root causes. I'm your host, Sinclair Keneally, and today I'm joined by the wonderful Dr. Chris Shade, who is a luminary in the functional medicine field and has just built a phenomenal product line helping people to actually address the root causes that are affecting so many people today. Welcome, Dr. Shade.
Thank you, Sinclair. Happy to be here.
Fantastic. I would love to start with why this is such an area of focus for you. Why are you so passionate about helping people to recover from these exposures that we all have to deal with, the heavy metals, the environmental toxins, and the mold? And let's start there.
Yeah, it's always funny. Why do you do what you do? And you always want to say, well, my father died of exposure to this and that. And I knew everybody wants to hear that story. And sometimes you're not really sure. You just end up going that way. And in the end, you know. And so I had this path. I wasn't straight laced, but I was just going down this sort of conventional path. And then a couple of things in college really shifted me over. I became an organic farmer. And so I was looking at health from a soil to food to people type world. And I tried being an organic farmer, and I joked that I went out of business the year Whole Foods came around. There wasn't any money in it then. And I went from there, and I went to graduate school, and I was looking at pollution in the environment. And then I ended up studying mercury in the environment. The ironic thing there is I'm studying mercury in little amounts in water. I'm studying it in insects. I'm studying it in birds and frogs and fish. We're really worried about these frogs and insects while we've got a mouthful of these freaking amalgams. It was just crazy. And I remember talking to this one guy, Holger Hintelmann. He was on this German guy up in at Trent University. He was on my thesis committee. And I'm like, well, what about this? You know, and he's like, I don't know that it's really a problem. And really, there's no better alternatives available. Now, at the time, there was probably 30 different non-metallic fillings. Remember, amalgam fillings were developed in like 1870, maybe earlier. Like, this is old technology. And so I finished my PhD. I started doing analysis. I started my company, Quicksilver Scientific. I was doing environmental analysis, and I wanted to jump over to humans because shortly after I was talking to him about this, I had this huge, oh my God, I feel all this stuff just dripping through me. And it really weighed on me. And then I started this company and I wanted to start working on humans. And you don't realize how much you're held down until you get out from under it. And so I got all my amalgams taken out one day, which was way too fast. Started taking all this DMSA to get it all out. Just about destroyed myself. I was just tanked. My adrenals were shot. My thyroid was shot. My mitochondria was shot. My brain was shot. And in the middle of all that and watching functional medicine teachings here in Boulder County, it just like suddenly hit me. We can't force all this stuff through the kidneys. We can't move everything around with these chelators. We've got to open up the natural drainage paths. We got to connect all the dots that are supposed to do this and work primarily through liver and GI. And when I did that, I just fixed everything and got everything better. And I'll say, I started doing all this detox stuff, and then I really wanted to get into longevity, and I was going to A4M, and I thought, wow, I really want to get to these sexier things. But once I got there and I really understand longevity medicine, it all starts with detoxification. It all starts with these things, NRF2, AMPK, that you upregulate, that clear everything out and allow you to have an inner regenerative chemistry. Until you get all this stuff out of the way, you can't do that.
Yeah, it's so well said. I'm in complete agreement with you. And I'm so grateful for the product line that you developed because we really do see magnificent shifts in people. So I want to talk about that a little bit. Why is that? Why are your products so effective? We throw out this word liposomal and everybody kind of goes, uh-huh, okay. So what is the mechanism of delivery and why is it so?
Why is it so important? So I got into liposomal delivery because I had a bioavailability problem with glutathione. I started onto this natural detoxification. By natural, I mean using, not just forcing something out, but amplifying your own baths. Mm-hmm. And I had this terrific binder called IMD that was specially made. It was like a little 100 milligram spoon of this was like 90 chlorellas in its binding power. So I had that. I had some polyphenols, some things that kind of bring up NRF2. I needed to get glutathione in. And glutathione, you put it in your stomach and the peptidases in digestion will break down this tripeptide. It's three amino acids linked together, glutamate, glycine, and cysteine. The cysteine's got that sulfhydryl, but goes through the GI and it's just amino acids again. And so you needed to get it in. You needed to cheat to get it through. And so I came upon these things, liposomes. Liposomes, you got this sphere. It's kind of like a water balloon. And the membrane of the water balloon is a phospholipid bilayer. Same thing that your cell membranes are made out. So you're making these little cells and you got glutathione inside them. And if you make them small enough and stable enough, they'll absorb right through the oral cavity, right into the capillaries below and in the stomach and in the upper GI, and they'll get past. They'll be protected from the digestive enzymes in this little casing. And so it was really important to get glutathione into the system. Now, the key to making that happen, you had to make the things really good. You had to make them, they have to be in a certain size range. They're going to end up being transparent because they're smaller than wavelengths of light. So these things that are milky and thick and goopy, you get a little absorption, but not really a lot. And once we started succeeding with the glutathione, and then we had lipoic acid, we had GABA, CBD, we realized how many compounds out there need this kind of delivery. So the first was getting in there with the glutathione. And we became really well known for that. And to this day, it's still our biggest seller by far. But then I got deeper into really what detoxification is, that I got to get the cellular aspect going. I got to get the liver drawing the toxins into the liver. And most importantly, dumping out of the liver with the bioflow. And then I need the binders to pick them up below. Not only do I need high bioavailability of all the compounds I'm using, I need them all to go in and act on the body at the same time. It's what we call biosynchronous absorption and a biosynchronous activation, meaning all the compounds get in. If you're taking all these capsules, maybe something's pretty soluble, like vitamin C, it starts getting in quick and then takes a while. Other things are like low and slow and they're 6 hours worth of absorption. Other things are medium. And so everything's hitting at different times. I need it all to go in. I need the cell to activate, cast the toxins from the tissues into the blood. I need the transporters on the liver to pull them in, the bioflow to dump them out, and get that all going so that a half hour, 45 minutes later, I can come in with the binder. You know, these other ways you do it, it's just all smeared out through the day. This is one of the big things to people crashing is not mobilizing, eliminating, and binding in a sequence. When you do that all, you tie the detox up into this nice little bow, these discrete little cycles of detox. Do it once a day, twice a day, three times a day. Low dose, middle dose, high dose. It's only when you line it all up like that that it works. And then miraculously, you don't have all these symptoms.
I'm so glad you said that because we still see so many people, we inherit students or clients from other practitioners where they're like, I can't detox. I crash. Or my favorite is the long sub story. And I totally feel for you because I was there too, guys, if you're listening. I detox too. I take an itty bitty bit of one thing.
And kaboom.
And that's not what detox is. So I really appreciate you educating people and designing a product line that's about systemic release.
Yeah.
Systematic approach.
Yeah. And for the really sensitive ones, you can do the whole system at once. You can do the whole system blanketed by a little bit of CBD to protect during all that transit. We do that a lot with autism. Or you break up the parts where you're not moving as much cellular burden out. You've got a lot already in circulation. You're just opening up the liver and opening up the kidneys and draining the blood levels down. You'll have, see, especially people that get hyperactivation in the neurologic space and they get really wound up, they get intense anxiety, or they might get intense fatigue. You just want to pull open. You might just be working with bitters and a little PC and binder for a while, some kidney stuff to open up and pee. And you just want to bioflow, pee and poop, and just keep that going until you got some stability, and then turn up the movement out of the tissues.
Cool. So you mentioned a couple of starter products there that from you, what would be some of the more advanced detox products that you would recommend waiting on until you've
One? If you take liver sauce itself, liver sauce has got a whole bunch of programs in it. It's got Bitterex in it, so it's got that bioflow component in it. It's got NRF2 activators, lipoic acid, chief amongst them. Lipoic acid is the big tissue to blood mover. And so you got to be careful when you use the lipoic acid. It's also got quercetin, luteolin, and milk thistle in it. Now, those are going to, the milk thistle will help liver. Oh, and it's got DIM too. The quercetin and luteolin are mast cell stabilizers. And so they help with that winding up of allergic reactions and histamine reactions. So they help stabilize, but they do end up being a little bit of an NRF2 upregulator, as does the DIM. And so you can kind of break it all up. If you just want the bioflow, you start with the Bitterex. You want the bioflow and some immune stabilization, do the Bitterex, and you can use HistAid, which has quercetin, luteolin, and DIM. And you're just using that with binder. And then when you've got a little stability, move up to the liver sauce and have the liver sauce with the glutathione and then the binder. That's really where you're going to start moving lots of toxins from tissues to liver and all the way out. And that liver sauce and binder is the core detox. And it's, unless you're real sensitive, that's a really well-coupled mix. And people don't tend to get into trouble. The people that you're often treating have often already fallen off a wagon somewhere. And so you got to start a little bit more gentle off.
Yeah, they got crashed with antifungals and no detox pathway support, or they did the IV chelation with somebody who didn't know any better.
Yeah.
Got the amalgams.
Yeah, but you'll see a lot with people who've had a lot of antibiotic, like a long Lyme run or multiple antiparasitics or antifungals, and they all jacked up. And those you just got to open up. So our new Kidney Care is great drainage. So Kidney Care, the Bitterex, and the binder would be a great one there. And then bringing in extra phosphatidylcholine, a little bit of glutathione, start getting them back on their feet before you go for the big detox. But I really find those ones have been overdosed. They need a lot of kidney drainage, drink a lot of water, drink tea, a lot of diuretics, just let everything just pour out. And that really starts to stabilize it. If they're still on these things, I've had a lot of the autism mothers come to me and be like, he was doing so well, and now he's on this really strong antiparasitic, and I'm like, load in more milk thistle. So milk thistle comes as a standalone. If you've got some chemistry on board, you know, these pharmaceuticals, and you might need to take them. Let's face it, parasites, it's nothing like a pharmaceutical for a parasite. But those things are rough, and so just bring in the milk thistle, and it'll crank up your liver's ability to chew up that antiparasitical.
I'm thinking about, you mentioned milk thistle, and I'm thinking about a few people that wrote into us from the last summit that were like, okay, I get that liver is important now. I'm not that sensitive. I took a bottle of milk thistle and I did castor oil packs for a week and I didn't notice anything. It's okay. Let's think systematically here. So for people who are not that sensitive, who haven't crashed yet, and they're just getting started, and they're still in that mindset of one product for one problem.
Oh, yeah.
How would you help them get started on, okay, we need to think systematically here?
If they're not that sensitive, you just do push catch. You got the liver sauce and the binder. You got everything going on there. Then what do you want to add on? You can add some PC. You can add some glutathione. But push catch, I made to be like the everybody who goes into a functional medicine person wants to start, you got to do that. And, you know, that because it's got the milk thistle, it's got the bitters, it's got the NRF2 upregulation, it's got the whole thing. And you get a really powerful but contained detox there. But if you want to back up and you want to just say one of the parts, the NRF2 upregulation is going to get the cells to cast out, to move from the cell to the blood. And then you need the liver to grab and move out. And then you need the binders down there. So the binders are obviously obvious how you get those. But casting out is really NRF2 upregulation. And lipoic acid is my favorite, but a number of the other things are going to work with it, like quercetin, luteol, and DIM. Then the liver flow is really PC and phosphatidylcholine and the bitters mixtures, and then the binders. So those are the three aspects. And then what are the things are you going to put in there to help? And so we put milk thistle in to really help all the liver reactions, some of these phases, again, the luteolin. DIM and quercetin are helping stabilize mast cells at the same time they're helping with NRF2. So all that thing just works together. And then, of course, load in more PC glutathione.
Awesome. That's a great summary. So I want to pick your brain about something else then.
Okay.
I've got a whole list for you. So the folks that come to us, these wonderful students who have been dealing with, say, chronic health issues that are digestive in nature to the point where they become very sensitized to many ingredients are often afraid to try your products because they're like, oh, I reacted to that as a food or, oh, I react that in a different supplement.
Yeah.
Say to those folks in helping them to navigate your product line as they're trying to step into a really thoughtful detox.
Oftentimes they'll react less in this supplement. Because when you take a capsule or something, it goes down in there. You got a whole bunch in one area. Now, you're not getting a lot of bioavailability, so you're overwhelming that with taking 500 milligrams of this or such and 1,000 milligrams. And so it breaks open in the stomach and the GI, and there's a ton of it right there. And it's real intense, high concentration. And often that reactivity happens right there. With these absorptions, you get it. You're doing a small amount into the blood, but you don't have all this GI and liver action going on where a lot of that windup begins. Now, then a lot of these, we end up blending things like the quercetin, luteol, and the DIM that are helping calm down sensitivity. Now, the other way you can calm down sensitivity, so that's stabilizing mast cells, quercetin, luteol, and stabilized mast cells. DIM ships you from Th2 Th17 dominance, which is an allergic hyperreactivity, over into T regulatory dominance. So it's taking the T cells and making them more peaceful. Then another thing, another great tool you have are the calming things, CBD and GABA. You think of those for the brain, like GABA receptors, glutamate receptors, neuroinflammation. That's what all that stuff does. The immune cells. Mast cells, macrophages, all have cannabinoid receptors, and they all have GABA receptors. And what those do, when you've got cannabinoids docking on them, they serve to turn down the reactivity. Judy Mikovits calls it the dimmer switch. It's the dimmer switch on the neural reactivity and the immunological reactivity. So when we really honed our craft in autism, I got Autism 1, TACA, MedMaps, every year. And we started and had homeopathics and really low dose stuff. And we're just dabbling. And soon when we learned, one, to use CBD, calm down the reactivity, and two, to couple the bioflow and the binders right, all of a sudden we could take these kits to high order detoxes without all that windup. And often we miss this CBD GABA thing. Any reactive person, where it's immunological or neurological reactivity, needs some of those dimmer switch activities. So between the dimmer switches, the histamine stabilizers, and the T-cell regulator, that's really calming everything down. So that's histaaid, that's any of the GABA-L-theanine, the CBD, CBD Synergies AX combines CBD and GABA together. All those things really calm down the system. And then the CBD Synergies PN has curcumin, boswellia, CBD, and beta-caryophyllene. That's like a whole system, inflammatory, just like a waterfall calming down all the flame in there. So there's a lot of tools to use in there. And just don't forget those calmers because they work on both of those levels.
I love that. That's a great summary for folks, I think. And it's going to help a lot of people understand how to approach things when they've already become sensitive, right?
Yep.
I have to share a story. This is off topic, but I think it's important for us to remember that life events are also stressful to the body and that we can kick off detox in that way. And everybody's been through a lot of stress in the last couple of years. So I'll just share that I handed out your GABA and your CBD and binders to everybody who came to my grandmother's wake. It's like a being Irish family. And I was like, a little break. Yeah, this guy ran into different people's and everyone was very well behaved.
Yeah, very well behaved. I got to bring that to some of my family events. So there's a little left-right thing going on. If you just get a little wound up. And it's amazing how well this all works. And we lose context of what stress is. Stress is all the different things. Biological stress, all of them shift us into sympathetic dominance. And so what's sympathetic versus parasympathetic? Sympathetic, it's fight or flight, right? But parasympathetic, we say rest and digest. It's rest, digest, repair, regenerate, detoxify. It is all of the healing modalities. So the calming thing shifts you into that space. That's why it works so well in the autism. They have this neuroinflammatory reaction going on between the activated microglia. They're an immune cell that are supposed to not create inflammation, but they start it. And the neurons with the glutamate receptors, and they end up wound up and they keep you in fight or flight all the time. So we had to put the GABA in first, just give it a couple of minutes to get in there before you start putting all the detox stuff. And it just creates this safe space where the body's able to go, okay, I can let go of that. And so whether it's physiological stress, mental stress, all that stuff's got us into this. Or whether you're stressing yourself out about detoxing and you're getting it too wound up, stressing yourself out about your health. There's so many ways that we do that. So these are almost prerequisites to get into the zone of healing.
Yeah, that's really well said. So you mentioned autism, and I would love for you to list some of the conditions that you think would be really well served if we started thinking about them in terms of detox. So we're still getting but a couple of years ago, we were hearing like, oh, I got to fix my gut before I can detox. I'm like, you need to detox. So
before you fix your, those have to be done concurrently. And there was just a really failed linearist thinking of I do this, then I do that, then I do that, then I do that. Look at any of the guys who are good at Lyme. They're like, you're going to do everything at once. We're going to do hormones. We're going to do immune. We're going to do some ozone. It's the only way we can like put Humpty Dumpty back together again. And something like gut, that you do gut stuff along with your detox. And so all that has to be done at once. But what are some of the issues that really benefit from detox? So in autism, we're talking about neuroautoimmune type of thing. All the neurological stuff needs detox. MS, Parkinson's, early cognitive decline is huge. In fact, Dale Bredesen is the guru of early cognitive decline, Alzheimer's stuff. And he started out with this whole builder up. Here are the supplements and here's some fish oil and here's some acetylcholine builder and here's some this and there's some vinblastine. And he kept running into a wall with people he couldn't fix. And one of his most famous ones was working with him and nothing was going anywhere. And then went to one of my doctors and then came back around to me, had a massive mercury load. And we took that down. We put them on this full detox. And these full detoxes, you got to realize, it's not just picking metals out. You're doing
right.
All these metabolic things. You're burning off fat. So NRF2, I talk about for the trigger for detox. AMPK is like the sister trigger that we think of more with keto and carb restriction and fasting. But those two go together. So you tend to... A trigger for one tends to be a trigger for the other. So you fix metabolic issues and fatty liver all at the same time. And so we were able to just reverse this guy's issues really quick. And it changed the way Bredesen thought about cognitive decline. And he looks for toxins and infections right away and treats those right away. And only then can he add back and build. So all the neurological stuff, now all the metabolic stuff, thyroid stuff, very heavy toxins, very strong at blocking T4 to T3 conversion. So if you have high T4, low T3, and you're hypothyroid in this, you know, it's not primary, this secondary hypothyroidism, that's often a toxin that needs to go in there. So a lot of the metabolic diseases, a lot of the things that are causing leptin resistance and stubborn weight gain, and of course, fatty liver. And fatty liver is causing metabolic dysregulation everywhere. So how are you going to find those things like fasting insulin, glucose insulin ratios, some of the liver enzymes that are going to show the fatty liver? Those respond incredibly well to these detoxes, again, because they're both metabolic and detoxification at the same time.
So well said. So are we leaving any conditions out? Like you mentioned,
hormone
in passing. Any other autoimmune issues that you think could benefit from this?
All of them. I always get a benefit. You know, quite often, there's an overlap between toxins and chronic infection. And that's why a lot of times I'm working with people, they're doing push-catch with artemisinin, push-catch with biocidin, when we're pretty sure there's some, maybe it's a GI dysbiosis, maybe it's a systemic biofilm issue. I like to have antimicrobials that are going in that are GI and systemic at the same time. If, because you can tell these ones, they have these mixed things. It's not just straight toxicity. And it never, we've all got biofilm infections. We've all got potential dysbiosis. So you're never going to go really wrong with these layers of things. But often there's that overlap. And a perfect example of that is all of the Lyme and co-infection things where there's the infection itself is blocking detox and that's bringing on toxins. The toxins are lowering the immune system, which is bringing the Lyme in deeper. You very commonly see metals and the viruses, the whole herpes family, Epstein-Barr, said omegalovirus, herpes 6, herpes 1, 2, they all get pulled and trained into these deeper issues. And so working on the toxins and the infections at the same time becomes the best way to deal with the real deep issues. For an autoimmune, you don't know what triggered it. Autoimmune thyroiditis, typically you've got some herpes family stuff like Epstein-Barr overlapping with the toxins. And so hitting it on both sides is usually the best way to go. If you can test and find exactly what you have, but it's usually hard to do, especially latent infections are really hard. They don't show up like flashing lights. Yeah, your IgG is way up there because you've had this stuff for a long time, but are the IgM active or not? You have to do a little bit of supposition based on history.
Yeah.
And hormone dysregulation, women trying to get pregnant, always go in their detox and really look for the metals there because they get in there. But the plastics, massive endocrine disruptors. Kids, you got these kids who are obese and got gynecomastia and they're all feminized. Absolutely. You got mold is one of the biggest drivers of aromatization, which dysregulates you into this high estrogen thing. But all the plasticizers will do that. And certain of the metals do that as well, like cadmium and nickel tend to do that.
What are your favorite products and protocols for actively, directly going after those microplastics, the plasticizers, the xenoestrogens?
Then I'm going to add, so I'll take the basic push catch. I'll add glutathione and extra DIM. There's a little dose of DIM in there. Enough to just handle what it's supposed to do in the world until there's a whole bunch. Or you'll do some rounds of push catch and then you'll stay on the DIM and the glutathione. PC I put in there as well. They're helpful for turning over these big pools, but you can get them. You can get them out in not too long a time.
We use a couple of your products, including your DIM and your glutathione for helping men too.
Yeah.
healthy erectile functioning. And what's funny, you watch their voices drop. They talk about their balls dropping. They get the traction back. And it happens surprisingly quickly.
That's awesome. We have a new one called Cardio Care. It's a circulatory thing with a Chinese Western herbs and citrulline. And oh my God, it is so good for all circulations. You're like Ray Nose women who are like freezing fingers. They'll warm up in 30 minutes. They'll be like, what happened? And erectile wise, it's just a winner.
It's a great one post-COVID.
Oh, it's been a huge post-COVID thing. Post-COVID, there's a screw up to your own internal antioxidant system. It's an NRF2 blocker. So you're not able to make glutathione superoxide dismutase. You have this grinding long oxidative stress going on and inflammatory stress. Our CBD, PN, little C and glutathione for a couple of weeks after help you through that. But that cardio care, no, it's called performance cardio. Oh, that's been just awesome for opening everything back up.
Well, that's really encouraging news. Thanks so much for sharing that. That's a really timely
product. Look, the kidney and the cardio are the new ones, and they're freaking, like, everywhere you were doing push catch and this and that and bitters and binder, you just throw on that kidney care on top of it. And anywhere you got circulatory issues, you throw on that performance cardio. They're major new additions.
Okay, so I want to pick your brain about one last thing, and that's, so people know me as the liver lady, because we help people with really intense liver stagnation. They can really tolerate almost nothing, and or they're trying to save their gallbladder, or you know, they got removed, and they're one of the 41% Americans who their issues still persist after gallbladder removal.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a failed surgery for sure.
Yeah.
So what would you say to those folks if they're in that position where they're in advanced liver stagnation issues? Maybe they have non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, or they're coping with gallbladder issues, or they're a practitioner who works with those folks. Any advanced tips for those guys?
You got all the tools right there. There was a doctor down in Houston, Cheng Wan. He did 100 people that all had non-alcoholic fatty liver. He did them on push catch twice a day with a choice of two IFM diets. No major fasting or anything. And in 30 to 60 days, he had 80% of them with major improvements in the fatty liver status, including 12 with gallstones, 3 totally removed, the other 9 strongly reduced. One went from 1.7 centimeters to 1.14 in 30 days. So all the tools are there. You want to intermittent fast. Because intermittent fasting and lower the carbs, especially say if you don't eat breakfast and you have a carb-free lunch and then some carbs at dinner, that is going to get AMPK activation elevated along with the NRF2. And when AMPK goes up, NRF2 goes up too. But AMPK is essential for the lipolysis, for burning up the fatty aspect. And it's blocking all of the inflammatory cascade of this advanced liver stagnation. And doing that, bringing in bitters, doing a formal detox with a lot of the push catch, bringing in extra PC. And when you're not on push catch, integrating into your life the bitters, whether it's bitters 9 or bitters X, bitter X a little bit stronger for that, bitter 9 a little bit better if you don't have good digestion. Bring in bitters into your life as a lifestyle thing, and bringing PC into your life as a lifestyle thing. I know a woman who, family of 5 sisters, she's the only one who hasn't gotten her gallbladder out. She was very symptomatic and had high lipase and amylase. When I first met her, she was the wife of one of my executives. We're 6 years into this relationship. She's brought that into her lifestyle. She never had to lose her gallbladder. She's not symptomatic. Those levels are a little higher than regular people, but they're not in a bad way. So all this stuff is definitely handleable. And these are the main tools for working with it.
Awesome. Thanks for your contribution. I really want to give you a chance to myth bust a little bit here at the end.
Oh, happy to.
So what do you see? We've come so far in the last few years in terms of our understanding of root causes and what we can do about them and really take our health back into our own hands. And yet chronic illness is exploding and we still see the medical field struggling to catch up with that. That's natural health, functional medicine, or allopathic. So what are the myths that still persist in your eyes that we need to...
You got myths on both sides. You got myths on the natural medicine side. You got, of course, tons of myths on the medical side. So on the medical side, oh, detoxification is not real. Everybody can detoxify if you have a liver and a kidney. Stupidest stuff in the world. And why would people have non-alcoholic fatty liver? Why would we have so much kidney dysfunction at low ages? And it's either on or off. You're either 100% detox or none. Do we ignore all of the genomics and the SNPs that can put you in that middle ground? Do we ignore all of the data on all of the things that downregulate detoxification chronically? Do we ignore that we know so much about endotoxemia and how it drives inflammation, blocks detoxification, drives neuroinflammation, drives the decay of the circulatory system, blocks liver function, blocks kidney function? It's documented up, down, left, and sideways, and we're still going to ignore that. And we know how much leaky gut we have. We know periodontitis. We know UTIs all drive endotoxemia, but we're going to ignore that. All right, so I'm done with the mainstream people. They're just got their head up. Now our own people. You know what drives me crazy? The freaking Cutler protocol people.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's a health optimization summit in London. And Tim Gray, who was a ex-Cutler guy, because the Cutler supposition is you got to feel like absolute garbage for at least 2 years before you get better. And if not, Christian is murdering. What do you mean murdering? So Tim Gray calls up some of the Cutler group and says, hey, come to Health Optimization Summit. All the best biohackers in the world. And they go, no, we're boycotting that because you've got a murderer. He goes, Chris Shane is coming. He's a murderer. I'm a murderer because I have people use 16 milligrams of lipoic acid. Because lipoic acid kills people if you don't do it every 4 hours. What is going on in your world? It's just crazy. And they don't even know their own things. And Cutler's dead. And I tried to explain it to him over the years, but he doesn't want to hear anything. And they get this crazy cult where unless you...
Very cultish.
Totally cultish. And he was the angry drunk father. And he's going to yell at you and he's going to cast you out of the family unless you take on the bile of the family and what's the family feud against everybody else. And he was vicious. And so all he got were these traumatized father figure types that followed him in this cult. And they just repeated all this thing. And so his thing is this half-lives. You have to dose every half-life of the compound, or you're going to redistribute metals. Now, for DMSA, he has a point. It goes 0 to 60 or 0 to 100 in the blood, and then a couple hours, it's gone. So it starts redistributing, and you're breaking it down, and soon it's not holding it onto it anymore. They don't form chelates. They're not awesome bonds, and you're peeing stuff out. DMSA is not really that good anyway. So you should do this. Because the binding capacity goes up like that and then down like that, and it's dropping things down here. So with your half-lives, you're doing this. You're staying up there, and then you stop. With lipoic acid, they're always like, it's a chelator, and it goes in your brain and chelates and pulls it out of your brain, and then you're redistributing. Lipoic acid is an NRF2 upregulator, and it turns up your glutathione system. And it doesn't go from 0 to 100. It's taking, maybe you're running like 70. It takes you 70 to 90, 70 to 90, 70 to 90. It's always there. It never goes to zero. So this half-life thing isn't what it was in this Cutler thing. And in the Cutler thing, it was really only because the DMSA. Now, when you take lipoic acid on its own, you do mobilize, but that's through the glutathione system. And so you do have this movement out. And if you don't have any liver support, if you don't have any binding, and your kidneys are all blocked up, you will experience this but not because it went and chelated and then let go of it. It's because it squeezes the system to get it out of the cells. And so that's how it works in the Cutler system, that it squeezes to get it out into the blood, and then the DMSA takes it and you pee it out. But in our system, it squeezes into the blood, but we're using the liver GI and binding transport to get everything out. They don't even understand how their own system works, and that makes me a murderer. I loved your eyes there when I told you the murderer story. You're like, I knew they were crazy. It's all.
I feel very vindicated.
I don't love the chain. Anybody who doesn't what they do is evil. So have you been attacked by them too?
Yeah, no comment.
Oh, man.
I just say.
You might poke the beasts.
I think that there's some very ill people in that community. And
it was in the thing with Tim Gray. Like,
they're making them sick.
Dragging along. And this stuff almost killed me. And why? Probably because I didn't wake up at 3 a.m. and take that one dose, right? No, it almost killed me because it can kill you. And then I made IMD. It fixed me. Fixed me in a couple of weeks. I went from just a pile of dung to, oh my God, I feel freaking great. So Tim Gray is on this 2-year drain. And they actually have this graph where you'll go down and feel worse than you were for 50 cycles of chelation before you start.
That is not okay.
No. And so he's just draining through this. And he's like, maybe I should try Chris Shane's IMD. And then what? Oh my God, I feel better. We can get you feeling better in no time. There was a woman who was just, one of our practitioners was just giving us that feedback. And this is in the cell core system. The cell core system doesn't make you bad. It just takes forever. And she's like, you know, I can do it a month with yours. What takes 10 months with theirs? And that's just a slow system. But the Cutler system, you go down. And it's like, there's no need for that.
Okay, so I think that was some really important myth busting and also some really wonderful insights for people who are at various stages in the healing process. Do you want to end with any last message for folks listening?
Mindset is super, super important. You get pulled into this fight or flight world and you just think you're dying all the time and you're stuck in that. It's amazing what meditation, Tai Chi, yoga, just breathing, mindfulness can shift you out of that sympathetic into a balanced state, restore parasympathetic activity. You've got your crutches, the CBD and the GABA to work with you. But if you can't get your mind settled, and if you can't let go of something your spouse said to you a week ago, what your mother said to you 20 years ago, how are you going to let go of all the toxins? So just find the chill zone and everything will start to come out.
That, find the chill zone. Yeah, we say lower the stakes. You got it.
Thanks. That's a good one.
Yeah, you got to get through the next 5 minutes. And if you can do that, you're probably going to be fine.
Yeah.
So, thanks so much for your contribution.
Thanks again.
A joy to interview you.
Thanks, Sinclair.
Thanks for listening. Go to detoxrejuvenation.com to find the links in the show notes to everything we covered in this episode. Please subscribe, review, and share with other humans who need this precious information. Let's help each other. Until next time, love, Sinclair.